Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday, and we're talking today with Aarthi Saravanakumar.
Hi.
And you're a dev who works on Azure web apps, right?
That's right.
And the feature that we're going to talk about today, we haven't got a big demo because it's more kind of philosophical about what you've got here. It's local cache for Azure web apps.
That's correct.
Okay. So how does Azure web apps work today? There's a disk somewhere in a virtual machine and it just runs, or it's a little more complicated than that, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, Azure Web Apps has a disk somewhere on the local machine of which it runs, mm-hmm. and we usually call that a temp storage for the site.
Okay.
But now you publish content to your site using Git or Web Deploy or FTP, and when your local machine goes down, you do not want this content to go away. So we do persist it through blob storage, which we surface up as a shard, because most web apps do not want to have not been written traditionally to deal with blob storage. When they started off with, they deal with a file system. So we surface this up as what looks like a network share on a file system, and web apps run off it. So multiple instances see the same content which comes off the share, which is great. And many web apps need the functionality of a shared content store. But there are some web apps which just want a local C drive. They want to run reliably and fast out of. Now, one of the issues with having a shared network store, which is backed up by blob storage, if you think about it, is just the number of layers that you choose to interact with.
Right.
First, the machine which is sharing out the file share, then Azure storage itself, which means that if you encounter hiccups, you could encounter hiccups at any of these layers. And also when routine upgrades happen, as in any cloud service, you could experience more hiccups. Now, there are apps which are particularly sensitive to this, and the experience that they really want is just to be able to run off of their site binaries, which is just on a local disk somewhere. They do not really write at runtime to this site binaries. So all that they want is just to be able to serve content, not to be affected by these extra layers, because the different instances don't really share runtime data through a storage directory. They either use SQL or Azure storage externally to share content. So they are our ideal candidates, because these people want reliable, performant, fast access to their content. And we provide that through local cache, which is essentially a copy of your site content, which is on your worker machine.
Okay, so let me see if I can understand how this works. Now, I could buy a virtual machine and do IaaS.
Yes, you can.
I'd be responsible for it. It's on me. I have to install IIS and get it all ready.
Yes.
And I could make sure when I bought it that I had a local disk and I did everything off that local disk. But the great thing about Azure Web Apps is all of the scalability benefits and all that stuff.
Exactly. So what we are trying to give people is, I would say, a slice of the IIS experience. We have a few additional things we want to add to kind of give you a brighter IaaS experience, but this would be a slice of your IaaS experience, at least disk-wise, but still getting all the various benefits of Azure Web Apps, the beautiful deployment stories that we have, and the debugging, and all of that that you get.
So the deployment story is a really interesting one, because, of course, the thing is called Kudu. We've got a number of videos with David Ebo where we talk about how Kudu works. The output of your deployment, whether it come from FTP or Git or whatever, sits on this share. So like you said, it's a little bit of a lie, as with all layers of abstraction.
Yes, that is true. So your publishing still goes to the share. The main reason being we want that to be durable. We do not want to be able to publish to a local disk where your worker machine could bug check and you lose your published content. So we would still publish to your share, which is durable. We take a copy when your site gets restarted.
Okay.
We would take a copy of this into your local C drive, and your site, basically your worker process starts running against your local C drive.
I see. Okay, so the instance of IIS or the app pool that I'm kind of running in is saying, no, not from D, whatever the share is.
Yeah.
It's all completely local.
Yeah.
Now, are there synchronization issues, or is this a one-way flow?
So it's a one-way flow for site content.
Okay.
So we did not want to be in the process of guessing which would be the latest. I mean, we could come up with sophisticated mechanisms of doing that, but most cases, most of our customers deploy. They check that their deployment is right. And at that point, they use the slots feature or the staging environments feature to kind of get that code into production. So that's a very clean workflow. So local cache works really well with that. So it's only a one-way copy. So for site and site content, we let you write to the local disk, just because some technologies like Node write to log files under the site content directory, and we did not want to completely break them.
Right.
But it's a discardable cache. We let
you. So that's my next question.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the authoritative source remains in storage.
It always will be storage because that is the way Azure Web Apps started off, and it's a big change when if we start trying to move away people away from that concept. And the second being, it is a durable store. Whereas your local machine storage.
So this is really useful for me, actually. And I'm going to challenge you because this is great because you're the developer who worked on the thing.
Yes.
It's so exciting to be able to do Azure Friday when we talk to the developers that work on it. So I have a blog that is very old.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10 years old. It's a, it's a .NET 2 application.
Okay.
And it has a folder that's under, it's called content, that has got one XML file per day that the blog has been up. It's been up for 10 years, so there's about 3,000 XML files.
Mm-hmm.
And it works great on the hardware that it runs on today. It's metal. It's on the metal.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been afraid when I put it in Antares that the disk access over 3,000 XML files and the random access would be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been afraid to move it to Antares.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's mostly read. It's mostly reads. I'm thinking maybe this could be the saving grace.
So, there are a couple of caveats to keep in mind.
Okay.
We do not want to fill up your C drive.
Mm.
So we put up a limit of a maximum of 1 GB per site.
Okay.
Technically, it's we could bump this up, but it also comes with the fact that we have to copy this content from storage to your local disk.
Yeah. So, and that's going to take time.
Yes, that's going to take time. We do not want to really take minutes. I mean, ideally, this should be done in minutes and not hours to set up your local drive. So that's something to keep in mind. So if your blog is really, most sites are a few hundred MB unless they have a ton of image files. So, and most people are good about image storage. So depending on how your blog is written, it might be a worthwhile candidate to consider. And it's live right now, so you can use an app setting really on your site to turn this on.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I've got we've got a draft of a blog post that you're going to write.
Yes.
And here we've got a screenshot within the Azure portal. So this is an app setting, and the app setting is website local cache option. And is it just one enumeration always?
Yep.
Okay, and I set that in my application settings. And does it restart when I set this and it immediately start taking place?
Yes. Yes. So what happens is that when the setting is seen, this is one of those app settings which is going to cause a worker process recycle.
Of course.
So, but when your local cache is getting created asynchronously, your site is still going to service content.
Oh, okay.
Because we go against storage.
Oh, right.
We do not want to really block your calls to your website and return 500 just because local cache is being constructed.
Oh, okay.
So we do this asynchronously, and once your cache is ready, we switch over.
Okay.
So you will experience two cold starts. What would have generally been just one cold start for an app setting would result in two cold starts right now, which is kind of the reason we are recommending that people use this with slots whenever possible.
Oh, good point.
Just because you still experience the cold starts, but it's hidden from you. And the other great thing with slots is that if your production slot typically will use local cache, your staging may not, because you might want the fast build, deploy, test lifecycle with your staging.
Right.
So you'd get your staging slot ready. When you do your swap, as part of your swap, we'll make sure your local cache is warmed up.
Okay, cool. So then you change the setting, hit save, that's a cold start.
Yep.
It asynchronously initializes,
yep.
and then when it is finished, then it does a little soft swap in between.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now, you said something about log files because...
Oh, yes, I did.
You're running something locally.
Yes.
The authoritative source, like I said, it's a one-way thing.
Yes.
But as soon as a log file gets written,
we're
out of sync.
Yes, we do copy back. That's one thing that we copy back, log files and data folders. So data is what is used by the diagnostics as a service, your crash dumps and things that you've created through site extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Those get written in a folder called data under your site structure.
Ah.
There is another folder called log files where typically your HTTP logs, your FREB logs get written.
Okay.
So these are two of those folders that we make it a point to copy back from your local cache to storage, because your site is running locally.
So then the authoritative source for those couple of folders is
It is local.
It's local. Interesting.
Yes. It's kind of an interesting mind twist in a way, but just because we wanted sites to be able to, there are technologies. HTTP is pretty good about, I mean, ASP.NET is pretty good about it, and HTTP logging is good about it. In the sense that if you cannot write log files, we still, the request succeeds. But there are technologies where if you cannot write log files, your request fails, which is kind of the reason that we chose to make log files local, so that if the, one of the reasons we are doing this is that you don't experience hiccups to your web app when storage or the share is unavailable.
So what about sites that have their own custom logging that aren't necessarily using the standard console or Kudu logging? Mm. And like I have, my application might just write out to a folder called logs. Could I tell you so that the logs are in that folder?
That's a great question. Currently, no. But we are, the next iteration, we are considering certain customizable folders where we would do initiate a copy back. We always hope and recommend that this is not critical content because this is the best case effort. If your VM crashes midway, we do not want you to lose really critical data. If this is, we do our best, and if this is a planned shutdown, we will copy your log files or any custom logs that you write back. Mm-hmm. But if it, we would definitely not recommend you storing something which is business critical in your local cache.
So I'm hearing you say that this is a good reminder that this is called local cache for a reason. It's a cache.
Yes.
It's not something that you count as on a database. It's not Redis. It's not a Durb. It's not a replacement for Azure storage.
No,
it's local cache for your web content.
Yes, that's exactly right. That is a good thing to remember, that anything that is written to your local cache, except for log files and data, which is a best case effort to copy it back, will be lost when your VM recycles. Mm-hmm. So if your site moves across workers, which happens when we do upgrades, you will lose your local cache data and it will get recreated. So don't write anything at runtime of importance from your site to your local cache.
And then we recommend that people do their testing in a slot. So test this out in staging.
I would recommend testing it out in staging. Turn on local cache in staging. Test it out. Make sure your site is up and running. And after that, if you want, you can take it off of your staging slot because it might be faster to deploy that way, because we'll need a restart for local cache to pull the content from storage. We don't dynamically monitor your publishing to storage. So after that, you can remove the setting from staging, but still keep it in production because that's why you really want a fast access. And after that, do your typical staging environments. Publish to staging, test, do a swap, and local cache will be ready in production when you come back up.
This is going to be a really cool feature for a lot of people. I can think of a lot of Node people and people that are writing their applications in a certain way that this is really going to speed things up.
Yes. What we have seen is that newer technologies, people who have come from a background of not dumping everything to their local disk, they are really excited about it. But there are some applications, legacy applications like WordPress, which write image files to their storage, which are not great candidates for it right now, but we are thinking of solutions which could help cases like that.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
We're learning all about Azure Web Apps, local cache, here on Azure Friday.